Will you please turn to the letter to the Philippians?
请翻到腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比第一章。
Verse 21, the first part.
读二十一节的前半。
For me to live is Christ.
因我活着就是基督。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
For let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 13.
第十三节
Brethren, I do not count to have got possession myself, but one thing, forgetting the things behind and stretching out to the things before, I pursue.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Chapter 4
第四章
Verse 13
第十三节
I have strength for all things in him that gives me power.
我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
May you have a word of prayer.
我们有几句祷告的话。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
As we continue in thy presence,
当我们停留在你面前的时候，
we look to thee that thou will open thy word to us.
我们仰望你，把你的话语向我们敞开。
And open us to thy word.
开启我们，叫我们认识你的话。
That thy word may really be spirit and life to us.
好叫你的话在我们真是灵是生命。
That thou mayest be glorified.
叫你得着荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
奉你宝贵的名。
Amen. Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
It is a great joy for me to be here with you all.
非常快乐能够和你们在这里相聚。
As I waited before the Lord,
当我在主面前等候，
I feel led to review with you.
就被主提醒，要我们一同来温习主的话。
We want to review something that is most fundamental, most essential to our Christian life.
这就是讲到我们最重要也最根基的对我们基督徒生活。
What I'm thinking is the secret of Christian living.
我要交通的就是基督徒生活的秘诀。
Thank God that He has saved us through our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神，借着主耶稣基督拯救了我们。
Thank God, we are called Christians.
感谢神，我们都被称为基督徒。
Thank God that to all who are redeemed of the Lord, there is a desire to live like Christ.
在我们每一个人蒙恩的人里面，有一个愿望，就是盼望能像主。
I don't believe that anyone who is redeemed of the Lord does not have such desire.
我不信任何有主得救的人没有这一个愿望。
We all know that to believe in the Lord Jesus is not just an end.
我们知道我们成为基督徒并不是一件事情的终了。
We believe that we who believe in Him shall live according to Him.
我们一个得救的人，我们需要照着他而生活。
You know, in the early days, when the first name Christian was given.
最早称呼这个基督徒的时候。
It was found in Acts chapter 11, verse 26.
那是在行传十一章二十六节。
The disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
圣徒被称为基督徒是在安提阿开始的。
Because when the gospel was preached in Antioch,
因为当福音传到安提阿的时候
，many Gentiles, many believed in the Lord.
很多外邦人都信了主。
They not only believe in the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
他们不光相信他做他们的救主。
But they were also exhorted to continue to abide in the Lord.
他们也受到鼓励要住在主里面。
And they were being taught to be disciples of Jesus Christ.
他们也受教导他们要做主的门徒。
And only at that time, the world began to realize, here was a people totally different.
到那个时候，世上的人能够完全有一个很新的一个领悟，就这里有一般人是完全和别人不同的。
And they tried to give them a name.
他们就想跟这一般人起一个名字。
And they gave them the nickname Christian.
所以给他们一个绰号叫做基督徒。
You know, at that time, that name was a mockery.
要知道，这个基督徒的名字当日是一个被人嘲笑的一个名称。
It was the sarcastic way of speaking of that people.
就讲到这一般人，可是不是一个正面的。
But today, we believe that the word Christian.It's an honorable name.
但是我们今天看见基督徒是一个非常尊荣的名称。
We do not call ourselves by any other name but the name of Christian.
我们不叫我们任何其他的名称，我们是基督徒。
But dear brothers and sisters, in the beginning when the name was given,
记得当初有这一个称谓的时候，
The dear brothers and sisters in Antioch, they earned it.
在安提阿的弟兄姊妹们，他们是赢得了这个名字。
Now, are we today worthy of this name?
我们今天到底配不配得到这个称为基督徒？
What price have we paid for it?
我们到底为这个名，我们付了什么代价？
And we all know that if we want to be real Christian.
如果我们要真是一个基督徒，
It is not just a matter of simply believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
不仅仅是光光信了耶稣，
Which is great.
这个当然很好。
But to earn that name Christian, we know that we have to live like Christ.
所以要赢得这个名称，我们必须生活像基督。
Anything that is less than that is unworthy.
如果你够不到这一个情形，那是不配的，不合适。
And I believe, dear brothers and sisters, we have all tried.
弟兄姊妹们，我相信我们都试着做。
And we tried very, very hard.
我们也费尽了力量要达到这个目标。
But the more we try, the more we found it was impossible.
但是我们越试着要达到这个目标，我们又觉得不大可能。
I believe this is something that must be in the heart of every true believer.
我相信这个感觉在每一个真正信主的人里面都会有。
How can I live like Christ?
我怎么能够活着像主？
It is more than just a minute, just more than the thing of believing in him.
不光是相信他。
But to live like him.
要活着像他。
This is something that is very, very essential and very, very basic to us as Christians.
这个对我们是非常基本、非常重要的一件事。
And as I think of this matter,
当我想这事情的时候
I'm thinking of the Apostle Paul.
我就想到使徒保罗。
You know, of all the letters written by the Apostle Paul,
你知道使徒保罗所写的书信当中
there are two letters
有两封信
that gave us an intimate knowledge of Paul himself.
让我们知道保罗这个非常隐秘的一个情形。
In 2 Corinthians, we find a secret of Paul's ministry.
在哥林多后书我们知道保罗他工作执事的一个秘诀。
And in the letter to the Philippians, we find a secret of his living.
而腓立比书让我们看见保罗生活的一个秘诀。
So this morning we would like to go into this letter to the Philippians.
所以今天早晨我们要一同来看腓立比书。
What is the secret of Christian living?
究竟什么是基督生活的秘诀？
How can we live as a Christian?
我们怎么能够活作是个基督徒？
Actually, the secret is very simple.
其实这个秘诀很简单。
You know, when you really come to the truth, it is always simple.
若是我们来寻求真理，这个经通常是非常简单的。
It is human beings that make things complicated.
是人把事情搞复杂了。
We complicate the whole thing.
我们把一切事都搞得复杂了。
So this morning we would like to go to the simplicity that is in Christ.
所以这次我们来一同来看在基督里的单纯。
Now let us hear what Paul says.
我们看保罗怎么说。
What is the secret of his living as Christian?
到底保罗做基督徒他那个秘诀在什么地方？
Very, very simple.
非常非常简单。
In chapter 1, verse 21, he simply says this.
在第一章二十一节，他就是很简单的这么说。
For me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督。
He doesn't say I'm Christ.
他不是说我是基督。
Far from it.
绝对不是这个意思。
He just said for me to live is Christ.
他说对我而言，活着就是基督。
If you look at me, yes, I'm Paul.
Yeah, 你看我，我是保罗，不错。
But the one who lives in Paul is not Paul, it is Christ.
但是在保罗里面活着的不是保罗，乃是基督。
Now this is the secret of Christian living.
这就是基督徒生活的秘诀。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, we are so complicated.
弟兄姊妹，我们非常复杂。
If you hear something simple, you say, how can it be?
如果你听见一件事情很简单，你就会回答说，
But that's what it is.
事实上，它就是这样。
How can I live a true Christian life?
到底我怎么能过一个真正的基督的生活？
Nobody can.
没有人能。
If you think you can, you are lost.
如果你是你能，那你就很糊涂了。
There is only one person who can live a Christian life.
只有一个人能够活出基督徒的生活。
And that person is Christ himself.
这个人就是基督自己。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹，
as you look back to your own experience,
你想想看你从前已过的经历，
have we not all tried to live as a Christian?
我们是不是一直要想要活出一个基督徒的样子？
And we really try very, very hard.
我们真是花尽力气。
But we find it is impossible.
但是到头来就发现是不可能的事情。
Now remember, there is no possibility of anyone other than Christ to live like Christ.
除了基督之外， 再没有一个人能够活出是基督。
So the wonder of the salvation of the Lord is this.
这个神救主救恩的奇妙就在这里。
He not only died for us,
他不只为我们死,
but he also lived for us.
他也为我们活。
He not only died on the cross 2,000 years ago for us,
他不但在2000年多年以前为我们的十字架上死了,
but even today, he lives in each one of us.
直到今天, 他也活在我们每一个人里面。
Now, what the sense of living in us?If it's not to live.
如果不是他在我们里面，我们怎么活？
Christ lives in us.
基督住在我们里面。
Why?
为什么？
To guarantee us for heaven?
难道是要保证我们上天堂吗？
No.
不是。
Christ lives in us in order to live.
基督活在我们里面是 为着叫我们能够为主而活。
So the secret of Christian living is an open secret.
所以基督徒生活的秘诀是一个公开的秘诀。
As if he says, if you want to live a Christian life, don't live yourself, but let me live in you and for you.
如果你要基督活在你身上活出来，你就让他住在你里面，活在你里面，也从你的里面活出来。
It sounds very simple.
好像是很简单。
But it doesn't work that simple.
但是出来常常都不是这样子。
Now, how does Paul come to this simplicity that is in Christ?
保罗为什么能够活出这一个基督里活在基督里的一个单纯。
If anyone on this earth who can try to live as a Christian, I think none can surpass Paul.
我想如果有人说他要能活出基督，我想没有人比保罗更能够有这个情形。
He has such a strong will.
他有一个非常强的意志。
Before he believed in the Lord Jesus,
当他信耶稣以前,
he has manifested that strong will.
他已经显出他那个非常坚强的意志。
If he wants anything, he will get it.
他无论要什么就能得着什么。
He will pay any cost for it.
他要付上一切的代价要得着。
So for Paul, after he was saved, to live a Christian life, there seems to be some possibility.
保罗他得救以后，他如果要活出基督来，他可以用他的意志来活。
But he found it's impossible.
但是他发觉不可能。
Now, how does he come into this simplicity that is in Christ?
他怎么能够进到这个在基督里的那个单纯？
How does he come that Paul is willing to step aside?And let Christ take over.
他怎么能够走到一边，跑到一边，让基督来取代一切？
Very simple.
很简单。
Listen to Galatians 2:20.
你去读加拉太第二章二十节。
I am crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
No longer live I.
不再是我。
But Christ who lives in me.
那基督在我里面活着。
And I now live in the flesh.
我今天如今在肉身活着。
Not I.
不是我。
It is by faith.
乃是因信。
Whose faith?
谁的信心？
Not my faith.
不是我的信心。
But faith of the Son of God.
乃是神儿子的信心。
Who loves me and gave himself for me.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
Brothers and sisters, our problem is here.
我们的问题在这里。
We have believed in the Lord Jesus.
我们已经信了耶稣。
We have a new life.
我们已经得着新生命。
We have Christ in us as life.
我们有基督在我们里面做生命。
We are supposed to let Christ live through us.
我们应该是让基督从我们的身上活出来。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信主耶稣以后，
we are supposed no longer to live anymore.
我们应该是不再活着。
But we are supposed to live only by Christ.
我们应该是让基督靠着基督而活。
But it doesn't work that way.
但是不灵。
Even though we believe in Christ Jesus,
甚至我们已经信了耶稣，
and we know that He lives in us,
也知道他活在我们里面，
we know He has the power to do that,
我们知道他有能力，
but we will not give up,
但是我们一直不放手，
our old man, our flesh is so strong,
我们这个旧人，我们这个意志那么强，
as we use our flesh,to commit sin.
从前我们是用我们的意志来犯罪。
Now we use our flesh to live like Christ.
从前是用肉体来犯罪，现在是用肉体来想把基督活出来。
The whole problem lies with I.
这个所有的问题就在于我。
Who is to live from now on?
到底从今以后是谁来活？
Formerly, it is I who live.
从前是我活。
What a mess I have done.
哎呀，一团糟。
Now I have believed in the Lord Jesus.
那现在我已经信了耶稣。
And He lives in me.
他活在我里面。
But I still struggle to live by I myself.
但我仍旧挣扎着要凭着我自己来活。
How can we get rid of this I, my, me?
怎么能够把我能够去掉？
I cannot destroy myself.
我不能自杀，不能毁坏我自己。
How can I annihilate this?
我也不能否认这个。
What should I do?
到底我该怎么办？
Thank God.
感谢神。
When Christ was crucified on the cross,
当基督在十字架上被钉，
He did something much moreThan we suppose it was.
他成就了一些事远超过我们所能领会的。
Not only he bore our sins in his own body.
他不只亲身担当了我们的罪。
That our sins might be forgiven.
好叫我们的罪得赦免。
But he took all of us, the old Adam, and crucified it with him.On the cross.
他把整个的老亚当和他一同钉死在十字架上。
It is as if he is such a big man.
他好像是一个大人。
He included all of us into him.
他把所有人都包括在他里面。
And when he died, we died.
当他死的时候，我们也死了。
I am crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同定十字架。
I cannot crucify myself.
我不能够杀自己啊。
This is one thing nobody can do.
这是没有人可以做这件事。
You can kill yourself.
你可以自杀。
But you cannot crucify yourself.
但是你不能钉十字架。自己钉十字架。
Only God can do it.
只有神能做的事。
And he did it in Christ Jesus.
神在基督耶稣里做了这件事。
And Paul believed it.
保罗相信。
He said, I am crucified with Christ.
保罗说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Now, if I'm crucified with Christ,
如果我与基督同钉十字架，
no longer I.
不再我，不再是我。
I think this is very clear.
这是很清楚的。
But strangely,
但是很稀奇，
I find myself still living.
但是我发现我还活着。
I still live in flesh.
我仍旧活在肉体里。
So, outward appearance seems to be the same.
好像外面看还是一样。
As I lived before, so I live now.
从前我怎么活，现今也是怎么活。
But that's the appearance.
这是从外面看。
The reality is now different.
而那个实际是大不相同。
Because I have been crucified with Christ.
因为我已经与基督同钉十字架。
No longer I.
不再是我。
That I life.
这个我那个生活。
Has been crucified.
已经被钉。
With Christ Jesus.
和基督耶稣一同被钉。
The physical I, the person I is still here.
这个肉身，这个人位，还在这里。
But the one who lives in this I is not me anymore.
这个在我里面活着这个就不再是我。
It is Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督活在我里面。
So outward appearance, I'm the same.
所以就外面看，我还是老样子。
But the spiritual reality is heaven and earth different.
但是那个树林的实际乃是天地之别。
I live in flesh.
我活在肉体中。
But not I.
但不是我，不再是我。
It is Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督，他在我里面活。
Formerly it was I myself who live.
从前是我自己在活。
But now it is Christ who is using me to live.
但今天是基督用我这个人来活。
And this is not a matter that you can see with your naked eyes.
这个不是用你肉眼能够看见的。
It is a matter of faith.
那是一个信心的问题。
Because faith is the ability to substantiate something into you and become a living experience.
因为信心能够叫这一个实际实化在我们的里面。
But strangely, my faith is weak.
但是很奇怪，我们的信心很弱。
Sometimes I believe, sometimes
有时候我信
I don't.
有时候我不信。
But thank God,
但是感谢神
Paul said,
保罗说
I live by faith.
我活着是因信而活。
Whose faith?
谁的信心？
Not my faith.
不是我的信心。
It is by faith of the Son of God.
乃是生儿子的信心。
His faith never changes.
他的信心永远不会改变。
Once he did it, it's done.
他是一劳永逸的做成了。
He loves me.
他爱我。
And gave himself for me.
并且为我舍己。
So dear brothers and sisters, it's very simple.
所以弟兄姊妹们，事实上很简单。
I hope all of us today will leave our complexity and return to the simplicity in Christ.
盼望我们从今天开始离开我们的复杂，回归那个单纯。
Our Lord Jesus said we have to be childlike.
主说我们要像小孩子。
不是 not childish.
不是幼稚。像小孩。
In other words, we have to simply believe what he has done.
我们应该非常简单的相信他所已经成就的。
And he will see to it that it works.
他会叫这件事成为实际。
So thank and praise God.
所以感谢神。
We who are here this morning,
今天早上在座的。
It seems as if everyone is different.
好像都不一样。
But thank God.
但感谢神。
The reality in each one of us is the same.
我们每一个人里面的那个实际是一样。
It is Christ who lives in you.
是基督活在你。
And you can say for me to live is Christ.
你也可以说我活着就是基督。
Everyone can say that.
每一个人都能说这个话。
And if you're able to stand on that.
如果能够坚持在这个地位。
You find the secret.
你就找到了基督徒生活的秘诀。
But brothers and sisters, sometimes we want to ask a question.
但有的时候我们会发一个问题。
It is true.
真的。
For me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督。
But how do I know that it is Christ who lives?
那么我怎么能知道是基督在活？
So you'll find in chapter 2 verse 5.
所以你看见腓立比第二章第五节。
He said, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
You know, this matter of the mind is the key.
这个心就是心思，它是这个字啊，是一个要字，就是很重要的一个字字。
The way you live is governed by your mind.
你怎么生活是根据你的心思，你的思想。
If you are earthly minded, you become earthly.
如果你的心思是属地的，你的生活很自然是属地的。
If you are heavenly minded, you live heavenly.
如果你的心是属天的，你生活就活出属天的情形。
Our natural mind,
我们天然的思想
is earthly,
是属地的
is carnal,
是属肉体的
is satanic,
是撒旦属撒旦的。
And that's the reason why you find people in the world live earthly, worldly, fleshly, satanically.
所以在地上的人就活的就是肉体的，撒旦的。
It's our mind that directs our living.
是我们的心思来导引我们在地上的生活。
You live as you think.
你的生活就根据你所想的。
You know, the old Greek philosopher says, I know I am because I think.
有一个古希腊的哲学家说，他说我所以知道我在，是因为我思想。
So our mind is very important.
所以我们的心思是非常重要。
Thank God we have Christ as life in us.
感谢神有基督做生命在我们里面。
But unfortunately, we still have an old mind.
但是很可惜，我们还是有那个老的思想。
So our mind still directs our way in the old traditional way.
因此我们仍旧根据这个旧的思想来在地上生活。
And that's why the life of Christ within us is not able to break out.
所以基督的生命在我们里面没有办法能够释放出来。
Does God make provision for that?
到底在这件事情上神有没有给我们有什么预备？
Of course he does.
当然他有。
Because he knows us more than we do.
当然他认识我们远胜过我们自己的认
识。His provision is perfect.
他的供给是没有限量的。
But there is something that God wants us to cooperate.
但是有一件事情神需要我们和他的合作。
For instance,
比方说
When you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你信耶稣的时候
you know when Christ died on the cross,
你想基督死在十字架上
for whom did he die?
他到底为谁死
for everyone,
是为众人死
his work is able to save everyone ever born to this earth,
他的十字架上所做的能够救任何一个世上的人。
But why is it not everyone got saved?
但是为什么不是每个人都得救呢？
The reason is, some believe, some don't believe.
那个关键在有的人信，有的人不信。
If you don't believe, you don't get it.
如果你不信，你就得不到。
It doesn't mean it's not there. It doesn't mean it is not there.
这不是说不是不死。
It is there.
是。
There.
不是说没有，是有。
But it doesn't come to you.
但是并不没有临到你身上。
And the same thing is true.
照样。
God never does anything against your will.
神永远不做一件事是与你的意志，就是不是不尊重，他尊重人的意志。
After he creates us with a free will, he respected.
当神创造人，给人一个自由的意志，神一直非常尊重这个意志。
Therefore, he wants you to cooperate.
所以他需要你的配合。
You know, in Romans chapter 12,
在罗马书十二章
we all know the book of Romans,
我们知道罗马书
from chapter 1 to chapter 11,
从一章到十一章
it shows us the mercies of God.
他给我们看见神的怜悯。
And after all the mercies of God,
在经过神的诸般的怜悯，
What does God want us to respond?
到底神要我们有什么样的反应？
He said,
回应。
Brethren, by the mercies of God, I beseech you.
保罗说，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲来劝你们。
To present your bodies a living sacrifice.
将你们的身体献上，当作活祭。
Holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service or spiritual worship.
这是理所当然的，是我们的一个属灵的一个侍奉。
So after we have received all the mercies of God,
所以当我们受到神诸般的怜悯以后，
His love ought to constrain us.
他的爱会激励我们，
Not only to believe in Him,
不光是相信他，
But to present our bodies a living sacrifice to Him.
乃是要将身体献上，当作活祭。
Brothers and sisters, why is it?
为什么？
We who believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们信耶稣，
we say it is all free gift.
我说这都是一个白白的恩典。
It is all grace.
这都是恩典。
Why is it he wants us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice?
他为什么要我们把身体当作活祭献给神？
It is not because he is lacking anything.
这不是说神缺了什么。
It is still for us.
他还是一切都为着我们。
Because there is so much more for us, waiting for us to present our bodies a living sacrifice in order to get into them.
为着要叫进入这一切的丰富，我们必须将我们的身体当作活祭献给神。
So consecration is the most basic, the first Christian experience.
所以奉献乃是基督徒的最第一。也是最重要的一个经验。
And consecration is not only a door, but it is a way.
而奉献不仅仅是一道门，奉献乃是一条路。
But every believer, in order to really live a Christian living,
要任何一个基督徒要有一个真实基督徒的生活，
not only to receive Christ, but allow Christ to live through Him.
不光要接受基督进来，而且要让基督在我们的身上活出来。
You must present your bodies to Him as a living sacrifice.
你必须将你的身体献上，当作一个活祭。
You know, consecration is not that you give yourself to Him.In order to work for him.
这奉献不是说你要把自己给他 给主来为他而活。
Consecration is you gave yourself to him that he may complete the work in you.
奉献乃是将你整个的人交给主，好让主在你的身上能够有工作。
Because he will not do anything against your will.
因为神从来不违背人的意志而做任何事。
You have to give him the permission.
你必须答应他做。
You have to give him the right.
你必须给他全权交给他。
That he has the right over you.
他有权可以带领你。
And if you give him the right, that he will pour his grace upon you.
如果你愿意这样交给他，他要将一切的祝福恩典交换在你身上。
Why is consecration so important?
为什么奉献这么重要？
Because if you consecrate your life to the Lord,
因为如果你把你的一生奉献给主，
and give him the right of your life,
并且把你这个你一生主权让给他，
My life is yours.
主啊，我的一生是你的。
Now you can do anything you like with it.
现在你可以随着你的意思而行。
When you do that,
当你这样做，
the Holy Spirit does something.
圣灵要在你的里面有所作为。
That something which you cannot do.
这些事是你不能做的。
We often think, hear people say, I changed my mind.
我们常常有人说，哦，我改变主意了。
May I ask you, can you change your mind?
我还问你，你肯不肯改变你的主意？
You may change your mind from this to that, but it's still within the realm of the old mind.
你如果从这个主意换到另一个主意，还是在老地方兜圈子的。
Nobody can change his mind.
没有一个人能够改变他的主意。
And that's the reason why nobody can live a new life.
这就是为什么没有一个人能够另活一个新的生活。
The Holy Spirit is the only one who can transform your mind.
圣灵是唯一的一位，他能改变你的心思。
When you consecrate your life to Him,
当你把你的一生献给他，
you experience the renewing of your mind.
你就经历心思里的更新。
Formerly, you like the world.
从前你的心是爱慕的世界。
So you are conformed to the world.
所以你就被磨成这世界的样子。
It's useless to tell young people not to love the world.
你告诉年轻人说不要爱世界，没用的。
Because they say,I'm not like you, old man.
他就回答说，我才不像你们老人家。
Who have tasted all the sourness of the world.
你已经尝过这个世界的味道。
I want to taste it myself.
我自己想亲自尝一尝。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
why do you love the world?
你为什么爱世界？
Because in your mind, the world is lovely.
因为在你的心思里，这世界非常可爱。
Can you change your mind?
你能不能改变你的思想？
You cannot.
你没有办法。
The Holy Spirit can.
圣灵能做这事。
But it based upon your consecration.
对，这根据你的奉献。
If you really give yourself to the Lord.
如果你真的把自己交给主。
Let go yourself to the Lord.
把你自己让在主的手中。
Then He will transform it.
然后他就要改变。
That's the renewing of the mind.
就是心思的更新。
And when your mind is renewed,
当你的心思一旦被了更新，
you know what happened?
你想又会什么事发生？
You look at the world as dross.
你就会看世界像粪土一样。
And you look at the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ as treasure.
你在看见那个对基督的认识为至宝。
You begin to prove the good and perfect will of God.
你就能查验什么是神的善良、纯洁、可喜爱的旨意。
And when your mind is changed,
当你的心思一变了，
the Christ life within you is released.
生命在你里面，基督的生命马上就得到释放。
So you can live the Christian life.
你就能活一个基督徒的生
命。That is the catch.
这个就是秘诀所在。
So brothers and sisters, it is very, very important.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是非常重要的一件事。
For us to live is Christ.
叫我们活着是基督。
You have to have your mind.
你必须心思被更新。
And then you find everything is supernaturally natural.
这一切的事非常自然，超然的自然。
It is not something you try, you struggle, you strive.
不是你在那里挣扎、努力、想尽办法。
That's what we did before.
这就是我们从前的生活。
It is now
现在
so natural.But it is supernatural.
也是非常的自然，又是非常的超然。
Only the mind of Christ.
只有基督的心思。
Is lowly, is humble.
是谦卑。
Is obedient,
顺服
even unto death.
顺服以至于死。
How can we deny ourselves?
我们怎么能否认自己？
Nobody can.
没有人能够。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
When the mind is renewed,
当你的心思被更新了，
you find denying self is natural.
你觉得否认自己是个非常自然的事。
The cross is a treasure.
十字架是一个宝贝。
Because it gives us Christ.
因为他把基督带给我们。
More of Christ.
更多的基督。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
how do we know that we today live a Christian living?
到底今天我们怎么能过一个基督徒的生活？
How can we say for me to live is Christ?
我们怎么能说我活着就是基督？
The mind of Christ in you.
就是基督的，你有基督耶稣的心思。
That is the proof.
这是一个证据。
When your mind is renewed,
当你的心思更新了，
your living is renewed.
你生活也自然更新了。
So, brothers and sisters, it is not a matter of outward appearance.
所以全不在外面是个表现。
We may outwardly look like a real Christian.
我们外面看起来是真正的一个基督徒。
You know, when we were young,
当我们年轻的时候，
we heard that Christians should be humble.
我们听说基督徒要谦卑。
So we try to humble by bowing low.
所以常常低下头来，外面表现一个谦卑的样子。
But the more we bow low, the more we say, see how humble I am.
当你这样的时候，你说，你看我多谦卑啊。
It's not there.
不是这样。
Real Christian living begins from within.
真正基督徒的生活是开始在你从里面开始。
The change is from within.
这个改变是从里面开始。
Your mind is a heavenly mind.
你的心思属天的。
Therefore, you're able to live a heavenly life.
所以你能过一个属天的生活。
But more than that,
不光这样。
When you come to chapter 3,
当你来到腓立比第三章的时候，
you find Paul said, I pursue.
保罗说，我竭力追求。
You know, Christian life is never static.
基督的生活不是静止的。
It is always pursuing.
总是一直有追求。
The strangest thing in the Bible is,
这个圣经上有一个很奇妙的事。
You know, twice in the Gospel.
两次在福音书里面。
One is in Mark chapter 6.
一个是在马可福音第六章。
You remember that day when our Lord Jesus used 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed 5,000 people?
主耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人。
And he sent not only the people away, he sent the disciples away.
他不光把一些老百姓打发他们走，也把门徒打发走了。
Because even his disciples want to make him king.
因为连他的门徒啊，都盼望要耶稣做王。
And he was alone in the mountain praying.
他一个人在单独一个人在山上祷告。
Then after midnight, he came walking on the water.
半夜里，他从山上下来。在海上行走。
The disciples were rolling the boats.
这个门徒在那里摇了个橹。
And they saw our Lord Jesus passing.
他们看见耶稣过来。
The Bible said he is going forward.
他说，圣经上说是主耶稣要从他们那里过去。
He is not coming to the boat.
他不到船上来。
And the disciples cry out. They saw it is a spirit.
这个门徒就说这是鬼。
And then, of course, we know the story.
下面事情我们都知道。
And another occasion is Luke chapter 24.
还有一个就是在路加第24章。
You remember the two disciples, they go from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
你知道两个门徒从耶路撒冷到伊马忤斯去。
And they were sad.
非常忧愁。
Because Christ was crucified.
因为基督钉了十字架。
And even if the woman said he has risen,
虽然妇女报告说他已经复活了。
But that is too wonderful to believe.
这个简直信不过来。
So they were talking with sadness.
所以他们就在那里走。
And our Lord, in another form, came among them and walked with them.
主就在另外一个形态当中向他们显现。
And the Lord began to tell them all that is the prophecies in the Old Testament.
然后主就向他们讲解所有旧约先知的预言。
And how it all happened in Christ Jesus.
啊，这些预言怎么都应验在基督身上。
And these two disciples were very warm in their heart.
他们听见这个话，里头火热。
But they arrived at Emmaus.
但是他们到了以马忤斯。
But Jesus seemed to be going forward.
耶稣好像还要往前走。
So they asked him to stay with.
所以他要求耶稣和他们在一起。
You know, the Lord is always going ahead.
主总会一直是往前走的。
You cannot ask him to stay put.
你不能够按他把强留在这里。
So in spiritual life, this is the same thing.
所以在属灵的生活上，原则也是一样。
Thank God we believe in him.
感谢神，我们信他。
Thank God we are saved.
感谢神，我们都得救了。
Thank God we have consecrated ourselves.
感谢神，我们将自己奉献给他。
Thank God we have our mind renewed.
感谢神，我们的心思也被更新了。
Thank God we've experienced something.
我们都
of Christ living in us.
都经历了一点什么是基督活在我们里面。
But don't stop.
但不要停下来。
Always pursuing.
一直要追求。
He is still ahead.
他总是在前面。
Not only during this life.
不止在今生。
In eternity.
在永世。
That's the thrill of eternity.
这个是永世最精彩的部分。
You won't be just there playing the harp and singing.
你不是光在天上弹琴唱歌。
You are going to know him more and more, quicker and quicker.
你会越多的认识他，越快的来认识他。
Fuller and fuller.
更丰满，更丰满的认
识。And there is no end.
而且永远没有止境。
Because he's infinite.
因为他是无限。
Isn't that wonderful?
你看何等的奇
妙。Christian life is worth living.
基督徒的生活是非常值得来生来过的。
Not now, but for eternity.
不光为着今天，也为着永世。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Paul said.
保罗说。
I won't say I have arrived.
我不是说我已经得着了。
Now I can rest.
我现在可以睡大觉了。
No, I pursue.
不，我要竭力追求。
I pursue Christ.
我要竭力追求基督。
I know he is still there.
我知道他还在前。
I know there's something more of him.
还有一些更多的神要赐给我们。
He is beckoning me.
他在这我向我招手。
I must pursue.
我必须追求。
And pursue is with effort.
而且是用力的来追求。
It is not something just loitering around.
啊，不是丢丢当当的。
You have to run after.
必须起来竭力追求。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
，For those who are more aged,
在我们在座好些已经发白的老人
，Let me encourage you and encourage myself.
我就鼓励大家，也自我鼓励。
Don't think that it is.
不要以为就是那么多。
There's always something there.
总会还有更多的。
We have to pursue.
我们必须去追求。
And we should run as fast as the young people.
我们要跑得像年轻人一样快。
Maybe faster than them.
必须比他们跑得更快。
Brothers and sisters, don't ever stop.
弟兄姊妹们，切莫停下来。
Christ is always ahead.
基督总是在前面。
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
And then you find in chapter 4.
然后在腓立比第四章
And he said, verse 13,
第十三节
I have strength for all things in him that gives me power.
我靠着呢加给我力量的凡事都能做。
Brothers and sisters, it is not just a matter of mental newness.
这不光是心思里的更新。
It is not a matter of outward pursuing.
不仅仅是个外面的一种追求。
It is a matter of above, overcoming all things.
是超过一切的事。
Paul said, I know how to be full and how to be hungry.
保罗说他知道怎样处丰富或饱足。
I know how to meet any kind of circumstance.
我知道能应付各种不同的环境。
We think that our circumstance controls us.
我们以为我们的环境支配我们。
Our circumstance make us.
是环境使我们成为这样。
But the Bible doesn't say that.
但圣经不这么说。
We are able to rise above every circumstance.
我们能够从任何的环境当中起来。
And learn from every circumstance of Christ.
而且在各种不同的环境里头来认识这一位我们所信的主耶稣。
We can do all things through him who empowers us.
我靠着那加给我力量凡事都能做。
But you need an initiation.
但是你需要有一个引发一个开头。
How do you initiate into it?
你怎么能引发达到这一个情况
?Paul said, I have been initiated into this.
保罗他说他是被引导在这样的情形当中
initiated into this power
进入这个能力
the power of the life of Christ
就是基督生命的能力
the overcoming power over all circumstances
这个得胜的能力胜过各种不同的环境
we will be surrounded with all kinds of circumstances
我们会被许多不同的环境围绕我们
sometimes in adversity
有的时候是非常的痛苦。
Sometimes it's abounding.
有的时候很丰富。
You know, abounding sometimes is more difficult than adversity.
你知道，有的时候常常丰富比贫穷更难处。
God will use all kinds of circumstances to train us.
神用各种不同的环境来训练我们。
To show forth the mighty power of the life of Christ.
显出基督生命的大能。
Have we been initiated into it?
我们有没有被主带进这样的情形呢
?When did Paul was initiated, is initiated into it?
是保罗是什么让保罗能进到这个情况
?I wonder if it happens in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
我想可能是零后十二章里面所说的话。
You remember Paul?
你记得保罗
？Who had received such visions?
他看见这么大的异象。
In order that he may not be proud.
为着叫他不至于骄傲。
God allowed Satan to put a stake into his leg.
神许可仇敌给他身上一个刺。
It is not just a little thorn.
这不仅仅是一个小刺。
It is a stake.
是很大的一个难处。
And Paul was preaching.
保罗在那里讲道。
Preaching the victory of Christ.
他在那里讲道基督的得胜。
But people said, look at him.
人家看是听他讲的人就说看保罗。
Trembling.
哎呦一天都发抖。
Maybe he had malaria.
可能他得了疟疾。
We don't know.
不知道到底是多难处。
But it's possible.
但是很可能是得着一些。
Because he traveled in the area that malaria was there.
因为他所旅行的道所到之处都是这个疟疾和流行的地方。
And when malaria really attacks, it affects your eyesight.
那个这个疟疾会影响你的视觉。
So Paul's eyesight was very poor.
所以保罗的眼睛非常差。
And when malaria pops, you shake.
那么这个疟疾来到你身上，你会发抖啊。
No, we don't know.
在座呢，我们没有尝过这个
味道。So Paul prayed to the Lord.
所以保罗就祷告主。
I'm preaching the power of God.
我是在这里讲的神的大能。
But look, I'm trembling.
你看我这里发抖。
How can people believe me?
这个人怎么能相信我的话呢？
Take this away from me.
哎呀，就是把那个刺拿掉吧。
That I may be able to use, to be really used by thee.
好叫我真正能够给你用。
But the Lord said.
但是主说。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典是够你用的。
My power is perfect in your weakness.
我的能力是在人的软弱上。显得完全。
I won't make you strong.
我不会叫你强起来。
But I will overcome your weakness.
但我要胜过你的软弱。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
And Paul said, I boast in my weakness.
所以保罗说，我夸我自己的软弱。
Now who wants to boast of his weakness?
到底谁肯来夸他的软弱。
This is very unnatural.
这是很不自然的事。
We boast of our strength.
我们都是以自己的能力夸口。
But one day when you are able to boast of your weakness, you've got the secret.
到有一天你能以你的软弱夸口，你就已经得着那个秘诀了。
Because God wants to show His power is perfected in you.
因为神要借着这事证明神的能力在人的软弱上。
So after he was initiated into this secret,
所以他就很自然，神就把他带进这一个树林的秘诀。
He can meet any circumstance and is always above and not below.
他能够面对任何的环境，你不会因着这个环境而下去，反而能够起来。
This is.The way Christ lived.
这就是基督生活的情形。
And this is the way that Christian can live a Christian life.
这就是基督徒能够过基督徒生活的秘诀。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
when such things happen,
当一些事发生的时候,
you know that it is Christ who lives in you.
你能证明基督是活在我们里面。
There is nothing for us to boast.
我们没有可夸别的。
Except boasting our weakness and boast of his strength.
我们一面夸嘴说到我们的软弱，但一面夸耀主的能力。
And this is the way that Paul lives.
这就是保罗生活的情形。
Not Paul.
不是 Paul.
It is Christ in Paul.
不是保罗，乃是基督在保罗里面。
And if Christ can done in Paul, he can do it in every one of us.
保罗，神既然能在保罗身上这样做成，也能在每一个人基督的身上做成这事。
So may the Lord lead us in this way of Christian living.
但愿主引导我们走在这一条基督徒生活路上。